And what about if the animal lives on land instead of around the water? Digs holes, I think.
Gopher.
Okay. What do you call the insides of a hog that you can eat?
Hog chitlin.
Okay. What do you call the center part of an egg?
Center part of the egg?
Uh-huh.
I'd call it the yellow.
Okay. What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Chest.
Okay. What do you call a small... Well, if you had to get from one side of a lake to the other,
uh-huh.
you'd get into something and row across.
That's right.
And what would that something be that you'd get in?
Water.
Okay, but if... No, you're not going to get in the water. Uh-huh. You got some oars, you know, and you're going to row yourself across. But what would you be sitting in when you were rowing?
Boat.
Okay, that's what I want you to say. Wait till it gets done. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillowcase.
Okay. If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads?
Neck.
Okay. Now, would you... there's another way to say that, too. A pretty what of beads?
Oh, sure.
Do you ever say string of beads or strand of beads or pair of beads?
That's a pair of beads. Well, that's the name of beads.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Now, if two men have a fight and one of them defeats the other one very soundly, you might say that one man really what the other?
Really beat this.
Okay. let's see. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he squats down?
Calfrey leg.
Okay. What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
I would go stingy man.
Okay. Would you ever call him a tightwad or a
tight. Tight. He is tight.
Okay. Would you ever say close?
That's right.
Okay, suppose a person is wearing funny-looking clothes that are in bad taste. You'd say, he really looks, what?
Okay.
Okay. And would you use the same word if it was a woman instead of a man?
Okay.
What do you call it when a person is wearing his best clothes? You'd say, he's really...
Just this.
Okay. What word would you use to refer to an old person that's very lively and gets around unusually well? You might say, he's certainly what for his age?
He repair. What I mean, he got a heap of life in repair.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay. Let's see, you'd say that a lazy, unambitious person is very what?
Lazy?
Yeah.
I just say lazy and sorry. He's sorry.
Okay. What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Sapsucker.
Okay. Do you ever call him a woodpecker or a peck of wood?
Woodpecker.
Okay. What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass?
Grasshopper.
Okay. When a person wants to get from one side of a field to the other, let's suppose it's got a fence around it.
Uh-huh.
And he's right here, and he can either walk all the way around like that, or he can cut across that way. Now, if he decides to cut across, what would you call that?
I call that nail cut.
What'd you call it?
I call it nail cut.
Nail cut. Oh, a nail cut.
Nail cut.
Oh, that's good. I hadn't heard that one before.
That's right.
That's
see,
good.
If you're going around, that's a long way.
Yeah.
If you cut close, that's nail cut.
Uh-huh. Well, that's good. That's something that people here say that I've never heard anywhere else.
Way,
and that's the kind of thing we're really
right.
interested
nail
in.
Nail cut.
That's good. Now, what do you call it when something or somebody goes every which way? You might say that a car skidded in the sand and it went how?
If it got in the sand in the skid,
yeah.
I'd say the car got away and skid in the sand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, would you ever say it skidded every which way, or this away and that away, or cattywampus?
Well, that's the way it, when the skid, it go cattywampus.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.